This is Shimon Newbord with Hilchos Shabbos, chapter 15. This chapter contains 22 halachas. The subject matter of this chapter is a continuation of the laws of carrying on Shabbos. And in this chapter we deal with some specific cases where carrying is permitted or not permitted between two domains. Halacha Aleph, Oy meidodem b'shus harabim, a person may stand in the public domain, umetaltel b'shus hayochid kula, and he can carry anywhere in the private domain. That is, he can reach over into the private domain and pick up objects and walk along in the public domain alongside the private domain and carry the object in the private domain as far as he wants. Ve'oymei b'rshus hayochid, he can also stand in a private domain. U'metaltel b'rshus harabim, he can reach out into the public domain and carry objects that are in the public domain. U'velvad shelo yoytzi chutz l'arba amis, so long as he does not carry it a distance more than 4 cubits in the public domain. V'im hotzi potter, and even if he does carry it further than that distance, although it's forbidden, potter, he is not punished for it. Mipnei shehu b'rshus acheres, because he is not in the public domain when he's carrying it, he's in a separate domain. V'chein oymei dodem b'rshus hayochid, similarly a man may stand in a private domain, upoiseach b'rshus harabim, and he can reach out through a window or through an opening in the door to reach a key that's hanging outside in the public domain, and he can unlock the door from the public domain side, b'rshus harabim, or he may stand in the public domain, upoiseach b'rshus hayochid, and reach into the private domain and take the key that's there and unlock the door. Behema shehoisa ruba bechutz v'roisha bifnim, an animal that was standing outside in the public domain and it sticks its head in, the majority of its body is out in the public domain, but it sticks its head inside into the private domain. Oivsim oisa, it's permitted to stand in the private domain and force feed the animal, even though the animal is standing mostly in the public domain, since its head is inside, we are not afraid that he will carry the food outside, since he's feeding it inside. Uve gomel, however, with a camel who has a long neck, then the head and the majority of the camel itself must be inside, because since the camel has a long neck, force feeding the camel involves sticking his hand into the camel's throat, and he may walk outside to where the camel is standing while he holds the food. Hoyil v'tzavorei orech, and since the camel's neck is long, we do not permit it. Halocha beis, lo yamid odom b'shus hayochid v'yishta b'shus harabim. A person may not stand in the public domain, in the private domain, and stick out his hand with some cup and stick out his head and drink from some water that's in the public domain. B'shus harabim v'yishta b'shus hayochid, nor may he drink, stand in the public domain and drink from the private domain. Elim kein hichnis roishi v'rubay lamokim shu shoysa, unless he has taken his head and the majority of body to the domain in which he is drinking, because we are afraid that if he only sticks out his head and his hand, the utensil, the cup from which he's drinking, is outside, and he may walk outside and carry the cup back in. When do we say this? If he's drinking with some kind of a nice container or vessel which he would need, and therefore he might bring it inside to where he's standing. We are afraid that he will take it out of the domain from which they are into the domain where he is. However, if they were not nice containers, kind that he doesn't need, some cheap type of a disposable container, or if the well from which he's drinking is in a carmelis, where carrying into the private domain is only by rabbinical decree, even though we're talking about a better quality container, which we might be afraid that he would bring it in. Nevertheless, machnes roishe bilvad, he is permitted to stick only his head into the domain where the water is, v'shoyse b'mkaymai, and drink while he stands in his own place. V'apal pishalayichnes roishe verubay, and even though he didn't put his head and the majority of his body into the place where the water is, since it's only a karmelis, we do not have the rabbinical decree here. Halocha gimel, oimi yodim b'shus harabim, a person may stand in the public domain, v'koylates min ha'aver, and he may catch, while it's still in the air, min ha'mayim ha'mekalchim min ha'tzir, tzinor, some of the water that's dripping from a pipe, or min ha'koysel, or that's dripping off the top of a wall, v'shoysa, and he can drink it. He may drink it even though the water is coming off a private domain, since it's already in the air, the water is in the public domain, and therefore he can stand there and drink it. However, he may not touch the cup to the pipe or the wall, the yiklik me'algabam, and collect some water from them, the noga, and if he did do so, now he's taking it from the private domain. If it's higher than 10 handbreadths, so it's no longer in the public domain, and it's bepochas mishleishem samach lagag, but it's less than 3 handbreadths from the surface of the roof or from the top of the wall, hareza osur, then it's forbidden, because it's like he took it directly from the wall or from the roof, shenimtsa ka'oiken mi'al hagag, and therefore he's like taking it from the roof itself, shehudishu sayochid, and that is a private domain. So he's taking the water from the private domain into the public domain. Similarly, if the pipe has the dimensions of 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths, then it doesn't matter whether the pipe from which he collects the water is within 10 handbreadths of the ground, or even if it's higher than 10 handbreadths above the ground, since it's a private domain, if he collects water out of that pipe, it's forbidden. However, even though it's forbidden, we say he's not punished, it's only forbidden. Why is he not punished? The water is not at rest in the private domain. It's continuously flowing. And therefore, strictly according to Torah law, it is not considered water in a private domain, and taking from that place is not considered removing from a private domain. Only by rabbinical decree is it forbidden. Halacha dalid, ziz shalifnei hachaloin, a sill that sticks out of the wall in front of a window, yoytzei ba'avir she'al reshus harabim, and it sticks out into the air above the public domain, if this is more than 10 handbreadths above the ground of the public domain, more than 10 handbreadths, it's permitted to make use of this sill by putting things out from the window onto the sill. Because the public domain only reaches up to 10 handbreadths, and therefore this sill is not in the public domain, and he may reach out from the house, which is a private domain, and put things onto that sill. And for this same reason, it's permitted to make any use anywhere in the wall, in any holes in the wall, or windows, or anything, he may put things out there, all the way down to the lowest 10 handbreadths. There he may not. Halocha hei, bameh dvorim amurim, when do we say the above rule that he may make use of the sill if it's higher than 10 handbreadths? Kishahoya ziz echod yoytzei ba'avir, if there was only one sill go sticking out into the air. Avalim hoyu yoytzim ba'koysel shnei zizim zelamatamizeh, however, if it's an apartment house or a two-story house where there are separate stories and there are separate sills sticking out one above the other, even though both of them are more than 10 handbreadths high, the rule is different. If the upper sill that sticks out from the window is has a width and a length of 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths. Also the hishtami shalav. It's forbidden to make any use by putting things out there. Bifnei shahud shuz bifnei yatzmai, because since it has these dimensions, it's a separate private domain. Vaziz shatachtav reshus acheres, and the sill that's under it is also a separate private domain, even though these are both private domains, and he's sticking out from his home, which is a private domain, out onto the sill. But the two sills are separate private domains. The osru zelzeh, and as we will learn in Hilchas Eruvin, the fact that we have two such separate domains here causes one to forbid the other. Because since these are two separate private domains, they cannot be considered a single private domain. They are separate, since they occupy the same space, one above the other, and they are separate, so each one forbids the use of the other. If the upper one does not have 4x4, and the lower one does not have 4x4, mishtamish bishneihem, he may use both of them, because neither one is a separate domain. And so also he may use the whole wall until the lowest 10 handbreadths, which he may not use. If the lower sill has 4x4 and the upper one does not have 4x4, then he may not use the upper one only there where it's directly in front of the window. Keneged chaloinei bilvad, there where it's only directly in front of the window, then it's part of his domain. Aval b'shar haziz shebishnei tzidei hachaloin, but the remaining of the sill that extends to the two sides of the window, also l'shtamish boy, l'shtamish, it's forbidden to make use of it by putting things out there, b'pnei zeh shetachtov, because of the one that's underneath, shecholak reshus la'atzmai, which has its own domain, and therefore it forbids the use of the top one. Halach hazayin, kol ziz hayoytzei al avir reshus harabim, any sill that sticks out into the air above the public domain, shemutalishtamish ba'alav, where it's permitted to make use of it by putting things out there under the conditions that we described in the previous few halachas, kishahu mishtamish boy, when he's using this sill, ein noisnim alav, it's forbidden to put anything on it, ve'ein noitlin mimenu, and it's forbidden to take anything in from there, ela klicheres uschuches v'chayetzi b'hem. Only, the only things that are permitted are earthenware utensils or glass utensils, v'chayetzi b'hem, or similar fragile objects, sheim yiplu l'rshus harabim, because if while he puts it out or takes it in, it falls out of his hand and it falls down into the public domain, yishaveru, they'll be broken. And therefore we do not have to worry that he'll drop it, he'll go out into the public domain and bring it back in. Aval sha'ar kelim v'ochlim, however, other types of utensils or food, asurim, it's forbidden to put it out there. Shema yipul l'shus harabim, because we are afraid that they may fall into the public domain, and since they are not destroyed thereby, v'yaviyim, he will go out and bring it into the house. Halacha ches, shnei batim b'shnei tzidei reshus harabim, two houses that are on two opposite sides of the public domain, zorak mizu lezu, if he throws something from one house to the other, lemaila mi'asara, higher than 10, potter, he is not punished for it. In fact, it is permitted to do so, because he is throwing it through a mokim p'tur. More than 10 handbreadths above the public domain is a mokim p'tur, and therefore he's throwing from one private domain to another through the mokim p'tur. V'hu sheyiu shneim shaloi, oy sheyiu b'neim eruv, but only if both houses belong to him, or if the two houses belong to separate people, an eruv must be made. We will learn the laws of Eruv in Hilchas Eruvin. V'afilu begodim ukli matches, and even garments or metal utensils which will not be destroyed by falling into the public domain, muta lizroik, it's permitted to throw them, because we are not afraid here that they will fall into the public domain, because he's throwing directly across from one house to another on the same level, we need not be afraid that it'll fall down into the street. However, if one side was higher than the other, so he is not throwing directly horizontally, he's throwing either up or down. Also, it's forbidden to throw a garment or some similar non-fragile object. Because since he's throwing up or down, now we do have to be afraid that it will fall into the street. And since it doesn't break, he'll go out into the street and carry it to the house. But earthenware utensils or other breakable objects, Zoyrek, it's permitted to throw even upward or downward. Halacha tez, boyer b'shus harabim v'chaloin al gabav. If there's a well in the public domain and it's right next to a wall of a house or a courtyard, next to the wall that is of a private domain, v'chaloin al gabav, and in the wall there is a window above the well, the depth of the well, along with any mound of earth that's around the outside of the well that protects the well, can be combined to the height of 10 handbreadths. And if it has such a height of 10 handbreadths, that is the depth of it, along with whatever is sticking out above it, then the well is a private domain, and it's permitted to stick one's hand out from the window, which is a private domain, and reach down into the well and draw up water from the well on Shabbos, even though he's passing through a narrow space of public domain that is between the well and the wall. When do we say that this is permitted? Only if the well was very close to the wall, within a distance of 4 handbreadths, because people can't pass through there, and therefore we do not consider that space to be public domain. However, if it was further than this, then we cannot draw up any water from that well through the window, because then he's passing through the public domain on his way to the window. Unless the surrounding edge, the ledge around the well, is 10 handbreadths high, because then, if it's that high, then when he draws the bucket with the water up above the surrounding edge of the well, and he brings it out from the private domain of the well, he is now more than 10 handbreadths above the surface of the street, and therefore he has gone to a mokim p'tur, and from there into his private domain. Halacha yud. If there's a garbage heap in the public domain and it's 10 handbreadths high, 10 handbreadths high, and there's a window to a house or to a wall that's above this garbage heap in the public domain, and the window leads to the private domain, you can throw water out that window onto the garbage heap on Shabbos. You can discard wastewater, since it is going from the private domain into the garbage heap, which is this high, and therefore it's also a private domain. When do we say that this is permitted? If it's a public garbage heap, because a public garbage heap is not usually removed. It's usually, even though some garbage may be taken away from there by the sanitation officials, but it always will remain 10 handbreadths high. It will not be completely removed from there. Aval shel yochid, however, if the garbage belongs to a private individual, even though it's standing in the public domain, and sheifchem aleho, you may not spill anything out from the private domain onto that garbage heap. Shema tispane, because we are afraid that maybe, since it belongs to a private individual, he will be forced to remove his garbage from the public domain, and maybe he will remove it, and people, not realizing that the garbage heap has been removed, and they are in the habit of throwing water out the window, will continue to do so, and follow their habit of discarding the water out of the window, and now they're discarding it into the public public domain, and therefore we forbid it in all cases. Halacha Yud Aleph, Amas Hamayim Sheiveres Bechotzer, a stream of water that is passing, flowing through a courtyard, that is, it flows in through a ditch at one end of the courtyard, flows through the courtyard, and flows out through the other end, through a ditch that's under the wall. And Yesh Begavah Asara Tfachim, if the height of the water, that is the depth of the water, is 10 handbreadths, V'roch Baharbo Yisrael Alkein, and the width of this stream is 4 handbreadths or more than that, Ad Eser Amos, up to 10 handbreadths, up to 10 cubits, Ein Memalim Mimenu B'Shabbos, it's forbidden to stand in the courtyard and take water out of it on Shabbos, Elim Kinosula Mechitza Gvoya Asara Tvachim Bakniso Vayitzia, unless they made a partition on the water that's at least 10 handbreadths high, and they put a partition both in the place where the water enters the courtyard and in the place where the water exits the courtyard, because since this stream of water is large enough to be a Carmelis on its own, it's like he's standing in a private domain and taking from a Carmelis. The imain begovah asara, however, if the height of the water is not 10 handbreadths, oishain berach barba, or the width of the stream is not 4 handbreadths, mimalim mimenu beloy mechitza, then it's permitted to fill up some container of water from it and draw water out of it without any partitions on the two ends, because now it is not a Carmelis, it's part of the private domain. If it is like a Carmelis in itself in the former case, the partitions in the end will partition it off, so now it becomes a private domain. Halacha Yud Beis, Hoya Berof Bayosim Me'aser Amis, if the width of this stream is more than 10 cubits, Afal Pishein Begof HaSore, even though the height of it is not 10 handbreadths, nevertheless, since it's so wide, we treat it like a public domain, as if the wall were completely open to the public domain, ein memalon mimenu, and now it's forbidden to draw any water out of it, acheyasala mechitza, unless he makes a handbreadth, even though it's he makes a partition, even though it's less than 10 handbreadths, shekol yosir al eser pirtzahi, because anything that's more than 10 cubits wide, it's considered as if it's completely broken open. We don't say this is an entrance or an exit, it's as if the wall was broken, umafsed is hamechitzes, and therefore the walls are considered as if they were not there, and the stream is open to the public domain, unless he puts special partitions there for it. Umahu letaltel b'chol achotzer. Now what about carrying in the entire courtyard, since it's open 10 cubits on both sides? So then the rule is as follows. Im nishar mitzat ha-pirtza pas mikan u pas mikan, if beside the place where the wall is open to admit the water or to let the water out, if right next to that place there is a piece of solid wall on this side and a piece on this side, that is, it's not directly at the corner, but there is some wall on both sides, b'chol shehu, even the slightest distance, oy pas reichav arbo tvochim miruach achas, or if there is nothing on one side, it's directly at the corner, but there is a piece of wall at least 4 handbreadths wide on the other side, muter letaltel b'chol achotzer, it's now permitted to carry anywhere in the courtyard, and we do not say that the 10 cubit opening destroys the courtyard and makes it a public domain, because after all the opening is not really an opening, it's only admitting the water. And the only prohibition here is to draw out water from the stream. However, if there is no wall at all, that is, an entire side of the courtyard is taken up with the stream that flows in, also letaltel b'chol achotzer, it's forbidden to carry anywhere in this courtyard, shaharei nifritza achotzer leyam, because the courtyard is completely open to a body of water, shehu karmelis, and therefore the whole thing becomes a karmelis. Halacha yud gimel v'heich ma'amidim es hamechitza b'mayim. Now concerning the partitions that we said that have to be put in the water at the place where it enters and at the place where it exits. How are these partitions put there at the water? There are two ways of doing it. One is you can put the partition above the water so that it goes across the stream and it's higher than the water. If you do that, at least one hand breadth of the partition, however, must be immersed into the water. The other way of doing it is if he puts the partition down all the way into the water. If he puts the partition down in the water, then at least one hand breadth of the partition must be sticking up above the water. Both of these are done so that it is easily recognizable, and it is a fact that the water in the courtyard is separated physically from the water on the outside. And even though it's not entirely separated, because the partition does not go all the way down to the ground, nevertheless, since it is at least 10 hand breadths, and at least one hand breadth is in the water, and at least one hand breadth is above the water, it's permitted. But this sort of a partition, which does not reach the ground, it's suspended there, this is permitted only in the case of water, not in any other case where we need a partition. Because the prohibition of carrying on account of this water is only by rabbinical prohibition, since according to Torah law, as we learned previously, where there's a body of water, we do only begin counting above the surface of the water. Therefore, the hekelu b'mechitza, since this is by rabbinical prohibition, they were more lenient in the requirements for the partition. Because this partition here is not really in a case where we fully require a partition, it's only to, as a sign that the courtyard is separated from the outside. Halacha Yudalit, Amas Hamayim Hoiveres Bein HaChatzeres. If there is a stream of water that passes by in a narrow space between two adjoining courtyards, V'Chaloynis Psuches Eleho, and there are windows on the two sides from the courtyards, and the windows open above the stream, Em Ein Bo Kashir, then the rule is as follows. If the stream does not have the above-mentioned dimensions, that is 10 handbreadths depth and 4 handbreadths width, mishalshlim dli min achaloinus umalim imenu b'shabbos, you can hang out a pail from any one of these windows and draw up water from the stream on Shabbos. B'med dvarim amurim, when is this permitted, however? B'she'edim uflegis min ha'kosel shleisha tvachim. If the stream, if the banks of the stream are not 3 handbreadths distant from the wall, avim hoysam uflegis min ha'kosel shleisha tvachim, however, if it is 3 handbreadths distant from the wall, and the malami mena, then you cannot draw water up from it. Elam kin hoyu pasim yoytzim min ha'kosolim mikan u'mikan, unless there is a piece of the wall sticking out at a right angle from the walls on this side and in this side. Because if you do that, then we can consider the stream as going through the courtyard itself, as an extension of the courtyard. But if you don't have that, then the stream is passing through a carmelis and it's forbidden. Halacha tezvav, kitzutz rashehila maila min hayam, a board, such as something like a diving board, a board that sticks out from the private domain up above the sea or some other body of water, and there is a hole, a horizontal hole in the surface of that board. The purpose of this is so that one can climb out on that board and lower a pail through the hole and draw up water from the body of water. Al gabi hamayim, so this hole is above the surface of the water. Ein memalam mimena b'shabbos, you cannot draw up water through that on Shabbos. Elam kein osu mechitza gvoya asara tfachim al gabi hamayim keneged hachaloin, unless some partition was made up on the water that's 10 handbreadths high, and that is under the place that surrounds the place that's under the hole. Shabbat Tzotzer, the hole in the board. Hoy tia hamechitza yeredes min haktzotzer, or you can suspend a partition from the bottom surface of the board, keneged hamayim, hanging down towards the water, and even though it doesn't reach all the way down to the water, nevertheless, we are permitted to imagine as if it did reach all the way down to the surface of the water. And just as we said, it's permitted to draw up water through such a hole in the board if the proper partitions are made. So you can also pour out water into the sea through that hole. Shahari ala karmelis name sheifchim, because it's only a karmelis. It's not actually a public domain. Halacha tezayin chotzeshi chusa me'arba amis al arba amis. A courtyard that's very small. It's less than the size of 4 cubits by 4 cubits. Ein sheifchim b'techa mayim b'shabbos. You cannot pour water out the window into that courtyard on Shabbos. Why? Because since the courtyard is very small, the floor of the courtyard will not contain the water, and the water will very quickly, will instantly, that is, flow out into the public domain. And therefore, pouring into the courtyard is the same as pouring into the public domain. So what do you do if you want to pour out water? You have to make a hole in the ground that holds at least 2 se'ah. 2 se'ah is something like 15 liters of water. Betecha chotzer, such a hole has to be made in the courtyard, or in the public domain directly outside the wall, directly adjoining the courtyard, so that the water will collect in there, and therefore the water will not flow from his pouring directly into the public domain. And if you take the option of making this hole outside the courtyard, you have to build a covering over it, a roof over it, on the outside, so that this ditch will not be visible in the public domain, so that it will not be as if he poured it into the public domain. If there are porches sticking out from the walls of the courtyard, on the inside of the courtyard, and the open space of the courtyard is less than 4 cubits, but combined with the space under the porches, that is the achsadr it's called, you have 4 cubits, you can combine the 2 to 4 cubits and call it a large courtyard. How much is this volume, a place that holds 2 se'ah, chatzi amma al chatzi amma, half a cubit by half a cubit, berum shleishachum she'amma, with a height of 3/5 of a cubit. A cubit is 48 centimeters. Halochi yud zayin, hoysa huka p'chusa misasayim, if the ditch is less than 2 se'ahs, sheifrim la b'milua, then you may pour into it as much as will fill it up, but not more than that. Hoysa machzek isasayim, if it holds a full 2 se'ah, sheifrim la, then you can pour into it afilu shishim sa, even 60 se'ah shel mayim, even 60 se'ah of water. V'afal pishamayim yizgaru, and even though the water will immediately overflow it, v'yafutzu b'alaguma alechutz, and they'll flow out from the ditch immediately into the public domain, nevertheless it's permitted, because he poured only into the ditch. When do we say it's permitted? In the winter time, because here the courtyards are muddy and full of water anyway, and all the pipes and gutters are running with water, and people who pass by on the outside and see water flowing out will not suspect that he's using the public domain, and that he's pouring directly from his pouring, it's coming directly into the public domain. They will suspect that there's just water that's there anyway. They won't even know that he poured the water. However, in the summertime, then if it holds 2 se'ah, you may not pour more than 2 se'ah in there, because the water If you pour more than that, water will overflow, and people will see water flowing out. They will know he poured it, and they will think he poured it without such a ditch. Hoysa pusa misasayim, and if it's less than two soin, sheifchim lo klali, you may not pour into it at all. Halochi yutches, biv shesheifchim lo mayim, a gutter into which people pour water, behem nischolam vohilchim tachas hakarka, and it's an underground sewer, and the water flows out under the ground, v'yoytzim l'shus harabim, and it flows out to the public domain, v'chein tzina shesheifchim, and so also a gutter which people pour into one end, they pour water, and it's led along the top of the wall, and it goes into a downspout down into the public domain. Even if the length of the wall or the length of the sewer under the ground is 100 cubits, it's very far. Also, lishpech al pi abiv or al pi atzinar, it's forbidden to pour water into one end of the gutter or the sewer, because from his pouring the water flows directly out, it's conducted to the public domain. But he can pour it on the ground outside the sewer, and from the ground it will flow down into the sewer. And even in this case, when do we say that it's permitted, that it's forbidden? In the summertime, in the winter time, he can pour as much as he wants and pour again. He doesn't have to worry about it and be hesitant. Because all pipes are running with water. They're running with water. And people don't want to add more water to it. He doesn't care if the water flows out. He wants the water to sink into the ground here. He is not interested that the water should go out. If he pours water on one end of the sewer and the water goes out not to a public domain but to a carmelis, it's permitted. And even in summertime, because since he is not pouring it into the public domain, he's not pouring it into the carmelis either, he's pouring it into the sewer from which it flows into the Carmelis. In the case of a Carmelis, it is not forbidden. We are lenient in this rabbinical decree. And lefichach muta lishpech al kosli asfina v'emirdim layam. And therefore, someone who's on a ship can pour water down the walls of the ship, and even though they flow down into the sea, which is a Carmelis. Halochichach lo yimali odem mayim min hayam. A person may not draw water up from the sea, v'hu b'teich asfina, while he's in a ship. Elam kinosa mokim arbo al arbo yoitz, unless he made a separate place, 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths, that sticks out over the sea. When does this rule apply? If he is within 10 handbreadths of the surface of the sea. But if he's more than 10 handbreadths above the surface of the sea, he sticks out even a very small sill from the side of the ship, and then he is permitted to draw up water. Because since it's more than 10 handbreadths, he's not coming directly from the Carmelis, he's coming through a Mokim Ptur. And in fact, he does not need any sill at all. The only reason they require this sill is so that he will remember that it's permitted because of his height, and he will not come to do it in a lower place. If one is standing in a Carmelis and he's reading from a scroll, and the other end of the scroll rolled out into the public domain, and one end is still in his hand, then the rule is as follows. If this galgil chutz l'arba amis, if it's rolled out into the public domain more than 4 cubits, so that it's forbidden to bring it back, hoifchei alaksav, that he may not bring it back, he turns it upside down so that the writing is now facing down and will not become ruined. Umanichay, and he leaves it there. He may not draw it to himself. Gzeir shami shami kula miyade, because we are afraid that there might be a case where the whole scroll falls out of his hand. Viavirenu arba amis, and he'll bring the whole scroll 4 cubits, which is forbidden. Nizgalgil etecha arba amis, however, if the end rolled into the public domain less than 4 cubits, goyla lo yetzla, he may roll it up towards him. Similarly, if it rolled out from the Carmelis into a private domain, he may roll it to himself. no matter how far it rolled into the private domain. If he was reading while standing in the private domain, and it rolled out into the public domain, if the other end came to rest in the public domain, that is, he was reading out the window and it fell out, let's say, out a window, and it actually touched the public domain, he turns it around so that the writing faces the wall, and he has to leave it that way. However, if it did not come to rest in the public domain, it's hanging in the air above the public domain, it didn't touch the ground, he can roll the whole thing up to himself in the private domain. Halachichav beis, hamaver koitz, kedei shalo yizoyku bei rabim. If someone is carrying a thorn or some other sharp object, he's carrying it in the conditions in which that's permitted to do so that the public will not be injured thereby. He's removing a hazard, and it's permitted to do so because he is transporting it to remove it from the place where it is, and not to bring it to the place where he wants it. If it's in the public domain, now it's forbidden to carry in the public domain, because, as we learned, the Rambam said, a malocha that one does not need the malocha itself is nevertheless forbidden. Therefore, he cannot carry it in the public domain. He has to carry it less than 4 cubits at a time. And even though that's ordinarily forbidden, in this case, we permit it. V'imhoya b'karmelis. However, if he's in a karmelis, where it's by rabbinical prohibition to begin with, moilichei kedarkei, he may carry it in the normal fashion, afilu mea ame, even 100 cubits. V'chein meishe esriach, and other cases where they permit things that are ordinarily forbidden, since it's only by rabbinical decree. If somebody died and the dead body, it begins to smell, it begins to decompose, when his baza yoiser midai, and it becomes more than he is undergoing more than the ordinary loss of dignity of a dead body, and the neighbors around it could not stand the smell, it's permitted to carry him out from the private domain into a karmelis, which ordinarily would be forbidden. One who goes down into the sea to bathe, when he comes up from the water, he must dry himself well before he walks out from the water. Shema yavir mayim shalav arba amis bekarmelis, because since the sea is a karmelis, if he walks 4 cubits, he is carrying the water on him 4 cubits in a karmelis, and that is forbidden. And therefore, he has to dry himself off completely. Since he is immersed and bathing in the sea, there's a significant quantity of water on him, and therefore, we are forbidding this. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 16.